Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show, and we're joined now by Pitt Baseball's pitching coach, Jerry Oakes. Jerry's been here 6-7 years. The Pitt baseball season is getting ready to start. Pitt baseball is obviously a program that is starting sort of anew with a new coach and everything else. So I guess the first question we have for you is how are things going, and how is the new guy in charge? Are there changes? I mean, what's going on here?
No, it's going really well. You know, obviously, Mike brings a lot of new energy. Coming from a pristine program in Florida State, you know, being to Omaha a couple of times, it's been good just to personally learn from him, you know. Obviously he's a pitching coach himself, so always trying to learn every day, and it's very rare that you have two pitching coaches. It's usually more hitting coaches. But it's been great, honestly, just to, you know, anytime you have change, I think there's always positives to that, you know, and kids have been fantastic, you know, with the whole change. Mike's made it very easy, with the transition. So it's been great so far.
He's obviously, you know, was part of a really successful program down at Florida State. I mean, there's a lot of things he probably learned while he was there. Are there any things that you've already seen that he sort of brought here to try and implement that, you know, maybe are a little different than what you guys were doing before?
Yeah, I think it's day by day, you know, and everything we do. One thing that I love that he brings to the table, he just takes pride in every aspect of our program, whether that's equipment, whether it's our trainers, you know, in every aspect of it. The standard has just been to a whole nother level, you know, and that's how it should be, you know. So once again, it's when you've experienced that success, you know what it takes to be successful on an everyday basis.
You have actually, you know, been here, what, 6-7 years now? I think this is your seventh year. I mean, you've actually coached a number of guys that have sort of made it to the next level and are, you know, pitching in organizations and all that other stuff. So you've had a lot of success. I mean, you're not supposed to have that kind of success at a Northern baseball school. I mean, you can look outside and I can tell you why, because I'm sure there's places in Florida and Texas and California that they're playing baseball today when it's, what, 5 degrees out there.
Yep.
But what has been the key to your success? Obviously getting good players, but what else?
It's like you said, it starts with getting the right player, you know, the right player for our program. And then to me, it's all about the culture. You know, I think that's the hardest thing. Coming from Coastal Carolina, my first year, it's, you know, you want to set a high standard, which I'm very big in, you know. But I've always said this, I have two kids at home, but I really have 18 kids, you know. I take a lot of pride in getting them the best out of them in every aspect of what they do, you know. Number one, in the classroom, obviously as a person, and then the baseball field. So, you know, I think when you have that bond with them, I think the ceiling is as high as you want to set it, you know. And I hope that they look at me almost as a father figure. You know, I think when the kids feel that comfortableness, you know, I've always said as a player, when I had that as a coach, you know, I was more successful with those coaches than the other way around, you know. So, you know, obviously it's my job to get these kids to be the best they can be, you know. So I just look at it, it's pretty simple, you know, just pushing to be the best, and everything else will take care of itself.
The guys that have gone on to the minors and stuff, do they still check in and sort of ask you for maybe advice sometimes? I'm sure it's not easy because if it was easy, everyone would do it. But do they come back to you from time to time looking for some advice?
Yeah, and that's what's great. Like I said, we still have that bond. A lot of them, when I got here, I was a little disappointed because I didn't see too many pro guys back here. And I think if you do it the right way, they should be back, you know. So There's more than a handful now every year that come back. I mean, you look right now, you know, just today you'll have TJ and Pidic and RJ, and I know Yaya comes back and Sabino and all them. So it's just good for the program in every aspect, you know, especially with these young kids to see how they go about their business every day. It makes them want to be that much better. So I think it's huge at any program.
You played at a high level, obviously, and you played a long time. Did you find that it was an easy transition or a tough transition to go from playing, because you knew what to do when you were up on the mound, to trying to teach it, to coach it?
Yeah, my first year, it definitely took some time. You know, being in pro ball for so long, it's definitely different. But for me, I like the college aspect so much more because there's more teaching. And, you know, obviously they're playing to win. Not that you're not playing to win at the pro level, but it's more individual base. Mm-hmm. Where here it's more of a team base. And I've always felt that when it's more of a team base, you get better out of each individual, if that makes sense, you know. So it took time, but it's still baseball, you know. So
do you enjoy being a part of just a college program like Pitt and being in the ACC and competing, even though, you know, you're in a really tough baseball conference, I guess. If you're a competitor, that's where you want to be, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I love it. I mean, I get to come to the field every day. You know, to me, there's not anything better. I love the challenge, you know. Everybody asked me, why did you leave Coastal for here? You know, we had success down there, but, you know, to me, as a coach, you always want to build something, you know, and I take pride in that. And to me, it's, once again, it's getting the right kids that no matter what the outsiders say, if we take care of business on an everyday basis, that we want to take this program. Obviously, our number one goal is to go to Omaha, you know, so we're building that every day, you know, you're building each year, so.
Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan of Paul Zeiss. I'm here with Jerry Oakes, the Pitt baseball pitching coach. Just a couple more minutes with Jerry. Jerry, this year's staff, I mean, obviously, you know, you, like I said, we got a new coach and things of the such, but, I mean, this year's staff, are you excited about it? Are there some guys you think that have some real chance to grow and become something?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've never had a staff like this as far as being this young. We lost a lot to the draft last year, but at the same time, it's exciting for me because it's a challenge in a lot of ways. But the future is beyond bright because of that. So, like I said, we're gonna have our ups and downs, but that's part of baseball, you know. But these kids, the potential is really high, you know. And I think the positive thing is that they're gonna get thrown in the fire right away, you know. But everyone's got to go through it, so it's definitely it's exciting for sure.
Do you think that a team like you guys from the north with all the building disadvantages can legitimately someday win the ACC championship?
100%. I mean, you look at Boston College a couple of years ago in the Super Regional, and your Kent States and Stony Brooks, and to me, it goes back to the culture and getting the right players. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always said, you know, you weed out guys that don't want to be here or aren't here for the right reason. Mm-hmm. And if you can build it, all starts in that locker room. You know, being on tons of championship teams, it's just building that locker room around the right people that can't wait to put those colors on every day, you know. So is that easy? No, you know. But that's our job as coaches, to get the right player and get the best out of these kids every day. So 100%, it's definitely doable.
You think baseball, because of how many levels you've got to get to, might be the toughest to get to the World Series? Like, of any of the sports, to get to the World Series, it would seem to me like this probably, like, toughest championship to get to in any of the sports. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
100%. I've always said that. You know, you got 7-game series, and in a game like this, it's getting hot at the right time, you know, so without a doubt, to me, it's the toughest to win a championship, for sure.
There's no question about it. What about you? I know you've done the pitching coach thing now for 6 or 7 years. Do you have aspirations to maybe someday call your own shot and be a manager somewhere?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's my goal, mm-hmm. you know, but really my goal is to try to be the best coach I can every day. Mm-hmm. I feel that that'll take care of itself.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.